Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I hadn't eaten in 2 days. My stomach was folding in on itself, making angry little noises like it was talking back to me. Broke, jobless, and one couch away from sleeping in an alley.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
That night, I was wandering the empty midnight streets, hoping, praying I'd find a miracle. Instead, I found a Five Guys outlet. It was dark, lights off, chairs flipped on tables. I guess it was closed, and was thinking about where to go next, when I heard the sound of wood hitting a hard surface. It was coming from the back of the restaurant. I followed the sound, thinking some shady business might be taking place, but realized it was the back door. Probably the staff who closed the restaurant forgot to lock it. The wind was making it swing. Clouds of thought crowded my mind. I stood there for a minute, debating. Morals don't mean much when you're starving. I told myself I'd just look. Maybe someone forgot a bag of fries. Maybe anything left in the freezer to eat to stop me from fainting. The door creaked slightly when I slipped in. The kitchen smelled like heaven. Grease, beef, something hot and real. The fryers were off, but the griddle still radiated warmth. I checked the freezer and leftover burgers wrapped in foil. There was even a jar of chocolate milkshake. It was like in search of stones, I struck gold. I unwrapped the burger and didn't care if it was cold. Just took a big bite. The meat poured life into me. I glugged half the jar of milkshake. Some of it even spilled on my clothes, running down my chin as I chugged too fast. But again, I didn't care. I was bloody hungry. God, I nearly cried. I was almost done with the burger and was about to leave when I heard one more noise. I'll call it a noise because it came from a human. A muffled whimpering of a man came from a distance. It was faint and coming from the storeroom. I should have left right then. I crept forward, drawn in like some idiot in a horror flick who just had to open the door. I eased it open, just a little, and peeked inside. The storeroom was mostly in darkness, but there was one spotlight hanging from the ceiling. Under that light sat a man, tied to a wooden chair. His shirt was soaked with sweat and something darker. There was duct tape over his mouth. His eyes were wide and looked red from crying too long. I was thinking about who kept him here, when suddenly someone giggled in the darkness and two women surfaced into the light. They moved around him and began dancing like kids playing house. Both wore nurse costumes that looked like bad Halloween knockoffs, all white but splashed with fake blood, or maybe not. One had short hair and a baseball bat in her hand. The other had messy curls. The curly one picked up a chainsaw and twirled it like a ballerina, as if she was completely harmless. The short hair one took out her phone and started filming the man. Then, she whispered something in the man's ear, and he started crying harder. The nurse with the chainsaw giggled louder, seeing him cry.
Aw, don't be such a baby. We haven't even started yet.
She waved the chainsaw in front of his face, close enough for him to flinch, but didn't touch him.
Shh, don't fight it. I've put plenty of patients to sleep. You'll be no different. Scream for the camera!
The other chimed in, like it was a nursery rhyme. My heart was pounding so loud I thought they'd hear it. I started backing away. I didn't care about the burger anymore. And then, creak. The door, of course, always the damn door. Both women stopped. The one with the chainsaw tilted her head.
Aw, look.
She whispered, her grin stretched wider than seemed possible.
A new patient?
I bolted, didn't look back, didn't grab my half-eaten burger, just ran, out the back, through the alley, across the street. I didn't stop until I collapsed behind a dumpster 4 blocks away, lungs burning, sweat cold on my skin. Hours later, when my breathing finally settled and I came to my senses, I went to the police station, breathless, smelling like kitchen grease and fear. I told them about the man, the women, the chainsaw, everything. They checked the place but found nothing. No signs of forced entry, no man, no duct tape, no traces of blood, not even a damn fry out of place. They looked at me like I was tweaking. On the contrary, they warned me for breaking in and let me go. But I know what I saw. I didn't hallucinate it. I wasn't high, wasn't drunk. I know the difference between a joke and a nightmare. Those women were real. That man was real. And the worst part? They saw me, too. This happened a week ago. Since then, I haven't slept right. I keep thinking I see them. In crowds, reflections, shadows. Last night, someone slipped me a note under the door of the crappy motel I'd been crashing in. No envelope, just a folded paper, handwritten in red marker.
Patients don't leave without saying goodbye.
I'm scared. Not paranoid. Scared. Who are they? Why Five Guys? Why the costume? The camera? Was it live-streamed? Is there a video of that poor guy somewhere online with hashtags and laughing comments under it? And what if I'm next? Tonight, I checked out of the motel, cashed in my last favor to sleep on my friend Marcus's couch. He doesn't know what's going on, just thinks I'm down on luck, which I am. But it's more than that now. It's like I've stumbled into something dark and viral, something designated to be seen. They wanted an audience, and I gave it to them. I don't think they'll let me forget that. Have you ever had that feeling in your gut like something's just off? Not the usual, I hate my job and wish I was dead kind of off, but that kind where the hairs on your arm start standing up like antenna. That's exactly how I felt that night at Five Guys. I was cleaning the fryer, all set to close and go home.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I was exhausted. Sweat clinging to my uniform when the front door creaked open.
Tell me that's someone who forgot their wallet.
I muttered, turning toward the entrance. I could hear heavy footsteps approaching, but before I could see the customer, I noticed my co-worker Louise. He was mopping behind the milkshake station. But now he stood frozen with a face as pale as a sheet. I immediately got that feeling of dread. Once I came out from the kitchen, I understood Louise's reaction. A man had stepped inside. He was limping like a broken toy. He wore a grease-stained clown outfit, two sizes too big, patched together with duct tape and something that looked like dried blood. His painted face grinned. Lips cracked like old leather, revealing yellowed teeth. The smeared red blush on his cheeks made him look like Captain Spaulding from the movie House of a Thousand Corpses.
"I hear the fries are here to die for,"
he hissed, dragging a rusted crowbar across the floor tiles. Louise reached for his phone, but the clown raised the crowbar and announced,
"What? You don't like clowns? Don't we make you laugh?"
Louise froze again.
"No calls, okay?"
he cackled.
"We're gonna play a fun little game tonight. Hide and shriek. Think of it as, employee engagement activity.
I stood rooted to the floor, having no clue of how I'll get out of this situation, alive. He started rummaging through the counter, opening drawers and grabbing spatulas and ketchup bottles like they were sacred relics.
Tell me, Blondie, do you enjoy games?
I was terrified, but chose to stand my ground.
There are cameras here. The cops will find you, you know?
Cops!
He let out a wheezy chuckle.
Oh, sweet thing. If the cops had already caught me for the fun I had, I'd be sitting in the electric chair by now. Electric!
He mimed electrocution, rolling his eyes back while taking his tongue out. I'd never seen anyone having such a red tongue. He turned on Louise then.
You, handsome, got any meat back there? I've got a hankering for something rare. Really rare. Maybe a spleen burger. Eyeball sliders. Do I look like I have dietary restrictions?
He herded us toward the back with lazy swings of the crowbar. It wasn't random. He was performing, feeding off the fear he smeared all over the walls, like his smeared clown grease paint. We backed into the freezer area.
Clowns hate the cold, but I love a good screamsicle.
Louise was trembling. I could see him glancing toward the emergency exit, but I knew better. It'd been jammed for months. Every time we complained, management shrugged at us, saying, "Just keep it closed." Now, that laziness might get us killed. The clown danced in circles, spinning with the crowbar like he was auditioning for a sadistic version of America's Got Talent.
"Okay, my little burger buddies,"
he said, bowing.
"Time for round one. Who can scream the loudest?"
"Why are you doing this?" Louise asked, voice shaking. The clown paused, tapping the crowbar against his teeth.
"Have you ever started a grill so long that the sizzle starts sounding like a lullaby? Ever dream about meat? I do. Every night. You think you're just flipping burgers. You're part of the machine. And I'm here to clean the gears."
He grabbed Louise by the collar and dragged him back into the kitchen. I saw the panic in Louise's eyes, and something else. He wanted me to run. So I did. I slipped behind the freezer door and darted through the dry storage, barely dodging a falling box of peanut oil. My hands found the panic button under the prep counter. I hit it, silent alarm engaged. I then hid behind the storage boxes, watching out from the gap. The kitchen echoed with screams and laughter, the kind that makes your insides twist. I crouched behind the storage rack, heart slamming against my ribs, listening.
"You scream like a pork chop in a pressure cooker, Louise!"
the clown shouted, followed by a wet crunch.
"You think that's broken? You should see what they did to my dreams!"
I heard Louise's scream two more times, followed by sounds of bones breaking. After that, all went silent. I could barely stop myself from crying. Then, I heard him calling out to me.
"Jamie! Jamie! Where's my little blondie? I promise I'll make it quick. Well, quick-ish, depending on how flexible your kneecaps are."
I bit down on my knuckle to keep from sobbing. I thought he wouldn't be able to find me, but as I looked from the small gap between the boxes, I saw a pair of eyes staring dead at me. He slowly moved the boxes, revealing his entire face, staring up close.
"One little hider shaking in a crate. Two bloody hands, soon to seal your fate. 3 seconds left. Wanna run? Too late."
I closed my eyes, knowing I was going to be dead in seconds, when I heard cop cars right outside the Five Guys entrance. When I opened them, the clown was gone. The cops pulled me out and took away Louise's dead body in a stretcher. He was beaten to a pulp.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
"I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse."
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I told the cops everything. I told them to check out the security cameras, but it too was out of order. I showed them a picture of Captain Spaulding, but the cops didn't look very hopeful. They said clowns kept changing their attire, so maybe this time he was Spaulding. Next time he might come as Frendo. Who knows? They never found the clown, and I know they won't. Like he said, if they did catch him for what he did, he'd be sitting in a chair, getting electrocuted. I wasn't even supposed to be there that night. Lori had called in sick earlier, but then management texted me last minute to cover her late shift. I was annoyed, but I needed the hours, so I dragged myself through rain, windshield wipers slapping uselessly against the downpour, and pulled into the Five Guys parking lot. The storm was already fierce, hammering against the glass doors, the lot shining with black puddles. Inside, the place felt like a hollow shell, fluorescent lights buzzing, grills hissing softly, and the red and white tiles reflecting the storm outside. Gina was at the register, half asleep from boredom.
"Rough night to be here,"
she said, giving me a tired smile. The rain pounded against the window so hard I thought the glass might crack. Customers trickled out one by one, until it was just us, Gina and me, wiping down counters, checking the fryers, and trying to stay awake until close. At around 9:30, Gina started locking up. She went to secure the side door, then walked to the back windows. But suddenly, she stopped, staring at something. Or maybe someone. I saw her shoulders tense, her head cocked to the side.
"Lori?"
she said softly. I frowned.
"What?"
Then I saw her too. Standing just inside the doorframe, dripping wet, pale as the lightning flashing outside. Lori. Her Five Guys uniform clung to her like a second skin, her hair plastered against her skull. She smiled, but it was weird. Too wide, too stiff. Her lips didn't seem to match her eyes.
"I came back,"
she said, her voice flat and distant.
"Car broke down nearby. Figured I'd finish the shift."
For a moment, relief surged through me. Maybe she hasn't been sick at all. Maybe she just wanted to make sure she didn't lose her hours. But as I looked at her closer, that relief curdled into something colder. Her movements were jerky and unnatural, as if she were a puppet someone was still learning to control. She dragged her feet slightly, leaving thin trails of water across the tile. And that smile, it stayed fixed, unblinking, like it had been carved into her face.
"You okay?"
Lori tilted her head.
"Never better. Feels like all my problems are gone."
A chill ran down my spine.
"What?"
She stepped closer. I swear, the lights dimmed with her movement. Her wet clothes didn't drip anymore. The water just seemed to vanish into the floor.
"You didn't cover for me,"
she whispered, her voice suddenly much lower, rasping like it came from somewhere deep in her chest.
"I covered for myself."
Gina backed away.
"Tamara, something's wrong."
The air grew heavy, pressing against my lungs. Shadows stretched unnaturally across the walls, reaching for us like grasping hands. Then, with a harsh snap, the lights shattered, spreading glass everywhere. In the darkness, I heard Lori's voice, closer.
"Sorry for being late."
The lights from the window, along with the sudden lightning, transported the restaurant into another world, and I noticed Lori standing right in front of me. Lori wasn't solid anymore. Her body shimmered like smoke, her face pale to the point of translucence. Her eyes were hollow, glowing faintly from within.
"Lori?"
I whispered, though I wasn't sure why. She gave me that same stiff smile.
"I had an accident."
Suddenly, the storm outside howled louder, rattling the building. The windows slammed shut on their own. Gina screamed and ran for the back. I stumbled, my heart hammering as Lori drifted closer, her face twisted, her smile warping into something pained, furious, and broken.
I died on that road.
I tried to move, but my legs felt like stones.
Blood on my hands, glass in my skin, and no one came. No one helped.
She floated closer, the glow from her wide eyes reflecting in the dark. Her fingers twitched, reaching for me. They weren't fingers anymore. Not really. They stretched too long, thin as wires, trembling with rage.
You didn't hear me scream, Tamara. Nobody did.
I choked on air.
You're not real. You're not.
Her head snapped to the side unnaturally, the bones cracking like breaking sticks. She screamed.
I'm here!
The sound reverberated through me, rattling my teeth. Loud thunder cracked outside. That was enough to break me free. I bolted for the door, shoving past the unseen wind that clawed at me. My hands fumbled with the lock, but somehow it gave way, and I spilled into the storm outside. The rain hit me like ice water, soaking me instantly. The storm howled, but it wasn't as loud as the wail echoing from the restaurant. Lori's voice, stretched and broken, chasing me into the night. I sprinted across the lot, my sneakers slipping on wet pavement, lungs burning. And then I found her car at the edge of the lot, right by the road. At least, what was left of it. The windshield was shattered, glittering shards scattered across the asphalt. The front of the car was crushed inward, the bonnet crumpled like foil. Steam hissed from the mangled engine. I should have kept running. I should have never looked inside. But I did. Through the broken glass, illuminated by flashes of lightning, I saw her. Lori. Her body was slumped against the steering wheel, uniform stained dark with blood. Her skull was split open, brains spilling across her Five Guys uniform. One eye was gone. The other stared blankly, lifeless. My stomach lurched, bile rising in my throat. Then, her head moved. Snapping up with a sickening crunch, her ruined face turned toward me. As her lips drew into that rigid, overly broad smile, blood trickled down her chin. Lightning cracked overhead.
I told you.
She rasped. Her mutilated hand twitched against the window, fingers dragging across the glass in slow, deliberate lines. I screamed and ran, the storm swallowing me whole. But her words followed me, stuck in my skull, replaying over and over. After that night, I left my job at Five Guys. Gina called 911, who took away Lori and investigated her accident. I didn't follow up. I want to forget that night and everything that happened.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
But I do hope she finds peace.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.